This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I will remember you.
I can't even get it out now. Just in the MB Wiggity.
They got Bigwood Hearts.
A legit threat. He's an idiot.
Because it's not.
Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
Dude, I did it again.
You're all right.
Come
over
on,
there?
Big guy.
Cheers. I like Trey.
Excuse me.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show.
But I was smoking crack.
A different show today, though. You know, yesterday, we joked a lot, right? A lot of jabs at the boss here, at Rod Lakin. Blue Jeans Lakin, as we called him. And then after the show, I saw the tweet. Hugh Douglas, since it might be my last day, who needs a glass? Note to self, don't talk bad about the boss. And then Hugh drinking a whole bottle of wine, it looked like. And we joked yesterday.
Yeah. Tasty, though.
Would the key cards work this morning? Well, mine did. No sign of Hugh, though. Not sure if that key card worked. Welcome in. We got a lot to talk about today. I don't know, though, if or when Hugh Douglas is coming back, unfortunately, because he's, you know, Kyle, I thought he was kidding yesterday. I thought the guy was joking around.
Me too, but
maybe Rod, he knew more than we did.
Rod had a quick trigger on him. I mean, yeah. I feel like you said a lot worse things, but
me too.
You can't come at the boss.
I guess you can. Right. I don't know anything. I'm not announcing anything. I just know Hugh Douglas is not here. I mean, the chair is empty right now, and I don't know where the guy is. I hope he's okay, but I also know what happened yesterday, and then the key card thing, and then the tweet. I don't know. So we'll see if Hugh shows up at some point here in a timely fashion, but I don't know where the guy is. And unfortunately, I mean, look, was anything anything said yesterday about Rod Lakin here wrong? It was not. I mean, the guy wore blue jeans to camp, and unfortunately, we went so soft as a station yesterday, not having Joe and Jack play tennis, and then I thought Hugh was spot on. I agreed with him. I'm surprised I'm allowed to be in here today. I agreed with Hugh yesterday that Rod was totally soft.
Rod caught heat from everybody.
As he should have.
Not just Hugh.
The callers.
Yep.
The afternoon show was roasting everyone.
Chuck from Mount Airy crushed him.
As he should have, again. And if Rod thinks it's okay to, you know, make, is this a suspension? Is this a day off? I don't know what's going on. But if this is on Rod, Rod's going to get roasted again here, because this is not fair to Hugh Douglas. The fact that he should be here right now. I mean, the bottom line is he should be here right now, and he's not.
No, but he actually should be
no,
here.
No,
he right
now. Actually now at this point he should be. Oh, there he is. Good morning, Hugh.
I got to unpack my stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The key card finally worked?
Yeah, I got a stern talking to.
Okay.
It was a little much, so you got to give me a moment.
Yeah, 3 minute suspension here for Hugh Douglas. All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Lot to talk about today. Phil's win last night, which they better have won. Losing two straight to the White Sox. I would have came in here, got myself suspended this morning. All right. We'll lead you up to the Phillies-White Sox finale today in Chicago. It's a Taiwan day on the mound. But we, you know what we have going on. The trade deadline is tomorrow. Elliot's going to join us at 12 on the Eagles as they practice and get ready for the rest of the week here at training camp. But
we got football Thursday night, though, don't we?
Hall of Fame game?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame game.
I mean, how many people you think are going to bet on that game, though?
Me. Football's back, I'm going to bet on you. No,
I was thinking about it. I was like, how bad of a look is it for me to bet on that game?
No, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Because I thought about it, but I'm like, that seems a little desperate.
Now, see, to me, we got to do over-under on the Hall of Fame game. We'll do that tomorrow. Here's what we got going on today. The trade deadline is like 30-something hours away. Tomorrow we'll be at McGurk's for the full trade deadline special. Good morning, Hugh. I'm happy to have you in.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know what? I got a lot of phone calls yesterday, right? Like, after I made the post. You know, I was sitting at home drinking my Riesling, and I said, how funny would it be just to drink it out the bottle? You know, and I was like, well, how funny would it be to, like, you know, capitalize on the day that we had talking about this, that, and the third and say, you know, hey, this might be my last day. As soon as I put that post up, my phone started blowing up.
People thought you really got fired?
And my old boss from Atlanta was like, dude, what you do to Rod? And I was like, I said, dude, it was a joke. He said, I kind of figured it was, but I mean, you do have a track record, you know?
Well, like, that's true.
I got a lot of texts from people, too.
And I was like, after a while, like, I got a few of those. I got some friends in Alabama that were calling. And after a while, I was like, damn, it really reflects how people see you
as
a person.
It's more about you, you know what I mean? Than anything that happened here yesterday.
Like, and, you know, a couple of friends was like, well, you know, you don't know how to act in certain situations. You know, you do have. And I was like, damn. Like, I had to look within, you know?
My favorite were the people who were like, you don't need them anyway, you.
Yeah.
Start your own YouTube page.
Anyway. No. I got invited to do podcasts. I got some job offers. But it was just like, I was kidding.
So it was one of those days where the self-esteem was raised and lowered,
and it was
at, the
lowered
same time.
At the same time.
Well, yeah, even
let's be honest. If you didn't get let go after the F-bomb.
Why has the Cyretic been on four of the freaking football team?
And you were totally right. Ripping blue jeans Lakin' yesterday.
Forever in blue jeans.
For the fact that got canceled is insane. All right, let's get into a lot today. 215-592-9494. We'll do more blame game on the fact that yesterday's tennis match was canceled.
It didn't happen.
I saw someone say that they took off the afternoon at work and they went down FDR Park. They didn't realize it was canceled and then they were there. So like,
what station were they listening
to?
Well,
I don't know. That's on them. But the bottom line is this: a joke yesterday, and hopefully not a joke by 6 p.m. tomorrow night for the Phillies. Let's go, Dave. It is time. And Hugh, I was thinking about this morning because there's a lot of rumors out there now. We're going down to the stretch run now. This is the last day plus of before the trade deadline. So this is when the sellers and the buyers, it's like a stare down, right? Like, who's going to blink first? And I understand that the Phillies want to hold on to their best prospects. And no one wants to make a bad deal. And I don't want to give Andrew Painter away for some rental, right? Like, I want the Phillies to make smart deals.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to be totally honest with you right now on where I am with the team and the future of the team. I don't really care. I mean, to me, the idea of the future of the Phillies, it's hard to forecast anyway because they have an older team to begin with, and a lot of these guys are under contract, right? Mm-hmm. So 3 years from now, 4 years from now, Aaron Nola's still going to be here. Bryce Harper's going to be here. Trey Turner's going to be here.
Zach Wheeler's not.
Zach Wheeler's probably going to be retired. They're going to be older and in decline no matter what they do. That's if Andrew Painter's here or not here. The core of this baseball team has a shelf life, and that shelf life is running out. And I sense an opportunity right now to go win the World Series. So I know this sounds kind of crazy. I don't care about the future at all. When the Phillies are on the phone the next 2 days with the Minnesota Twins or the Pittsburgh Pirates or the St. Louis Cardinals, I don't care. Now, I don't want to trade Andrew Painter away for a rental, but everybody else, you know, whether it be Aiden Miller or Justin Crawford, I don't care. The reality is most of these players that we're talking about, most of these players the Phillies probably don't want to trade, are probably not going to be as good as we think they are. That's the way it works. That's the way baseball prospects are. And truthfully, it's the truth about the Phillies as much as any team in baseball. Think about Alec Boehm, what he was billed to be and what he actually is. Think about Bryson Stott, both first-round picks, what they were billed to be, what they actually are. Every once in a while, the Phillies develop an Aaron Nola. They develop a Rhys Hoskins. But other than, you know, a special run they had in the early 2000s when it became Howard and Utley and Hamels, they don't develop a lot of great players around here. They just don't. I mean, it's unfortunate. I wish they were a factory like the Dodgers. That's not who the Phillies are. The Phillies were built by trading for guys like Real Muto or signing guys like Harper and Wheeler. That's probably how they're going to be built in the future anyway. Screw the future. Trade the prospects. Go try to win the World Series right now. Hugh, I don't care about the future. Where do you come down? Dombrowski's got a little over 30 hours to go try to get the missing pieces to win a World Series. Are you thinking and concerned about the future?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You dropped a lot on me to ponder.
Well, I thought I was doing a solo show, so I had a lot in my mind.
Yeah, you had a lot on your mind. That's a lot to ponder, man. Yeah. But I think the future does matter because for us here in Philadelphia, it seems like it's that far away, but it really hasn't been. You know, when you talk about the Odubel Herrera era.
Yeah, that stunk.
And so I feel like everything that you say is true, and this team is getting older. And when you looked at the odds, we were in the meeting this morning with Mike Angelini. He was talking about the Phillies' odds as of right now.
Yes, I think it's second best.
Yes. I hear you. But the move that you make does not necessarily guarantee that you get over the hump. Mm. And there is some, you know, and I know people talk about trade prospects or prospects or poker chips and things of that nature. But we've seen when the covers have been bare here in Philadelphia. That's a lot. That's a lot. And that's a lot of bad baseball. And that's a lot of seats that aren't being filled. And that's a lot of money that's not being made, revenue. And I know that nobody cares about that but the teams. But that, I think that's what they're weighing this against. And the fact that we've been in this situation for the last 3 years, like, this is the thing that gets me. We know that this team is getting older, right? But how many times have we heard this same old spin? Hey, we're going to spend money at the trade deadline. Oh, some big moves about to be made. And they're never the big move. You know, and it just feels like right now, the reason why this is being talked about as much as it's being talked about, because they're trying to appease the players and the people.
Right.
And I don't think, like, to be honest, I'm not trying to be mean when I say this, but I don't think that upper management really cares about that. They care more about the bottom line.
Oh, geez. So company man Douglas has arrived today? That's what we – on the day you get a second chance, you come in as company man Douglas.
I mean, come
on. I'm not trying to be – listen.
I don't care about the bottom line. I want to win the World Series this year.
I would like to win one too. I would like to be a part of that. But I think a lot of times we as fans – we let our emotions take over, and we don't want to see the forest for the trees.
So, all right, let me – you said something that's totally true, and John Middleton said it recently, that sometimes you could trade for a player, and it doesn't mean you win the World Series, right? You could make a good deal. Like, let's go to the Phillies 09 with Cliff Lee. They got Hunter Pence in 11, Roy Oswalt in 10. Like, they added stars, and those stars, for the most part, played really well, and those teams still didn't win the World Series. Hugh, you're right, that could happen. Can I give you the other side, though, of the equation?
Yes.
Sometimes you get the missing piece. And let me give you one that's pretty famous in baseball history. 2016, the Cubs, who hadn't won in over 100 years, they traded one of the top prospects of baseball for a rental closer, Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman pitched 43 innings for the Cubs. That's it. Then he left in free agency. He pitched 43 innings, and that's the regular season, the postseason. They gave up Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres turned out to be a good player. He's three-time All-Star. Like, if you look at it at the net of the trade, the Yankees won that trade, right? Like, Gleyber Torres played for them and was a starter and an All-Star for years, and Aroldis Chapman pitched 43 innings for the Cubs. Do you think the Cubs regret it? They won the World Series. Mm-mm. Like, so let's use Aiden Miller or Justin Crawford. If the Phillies get a relief pitcher or a bat that helps them win the World Series and the guy they trade turns out to be a three-time All-Star, I'm good with it. I don't care. I want to win the World Series right now. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the future? Does it matter to you today as we get close to the trade deadline? I thought it was interesting hearing Jim Salisbury in the morning show yesterday give the temperature of what he's hearing from the team here, the players. Listen to Salisbury talking about the vets and what they want here as we get close to the deadline.
The players that I talk to, they want to see a move made. They want to see a move made. They'd like to see a bat come in. They'd like to see a big arm come in. They are watching this thing really closely, and there'll be some very disappointed veterans if there's not significant improvement made.
That's significant to me because that's telling me the team wants an addition, and those players in there, I don't expect them to care about the future, but they don't. They want to win right now. And then Jim Salisbury also throwing out the kinds of players the Phillies could use and what they could, you know, cost. It could cost to go and get the improvements they need.
Yeah, I do think the time is now. And I think they know that. And I think they're willing to part with multiples of high-level prospects. I mean, it's been a while around here since they've had this this many good prospects at the top of their system. I don't think the system is really deep, but they have a handful of guys at the upper echelon, and they are willing to part with a few of those to get where they need to go. They know they need a strong bullpen arm at the back, somebody who's been there, done that, and get some strikeouts. They also know they need a bat. They're talking about both. They'd like to do both, but I do believe they'll do something aggressive on Thursday. I do believe the guys they're going to give up are going to make you stand up and take notice, and it's going to hurt a little bit.
What was the Rams thing back in the day when they were going for it year after year? Was it bleep them picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with you.
I know, I know.
In no sense.
Yeah, bleep them prospects. Can we go and win a World Series? Kyle, where do you come down? The future, does it matter to you today as the Phillies get ready for a trade deadline?
So yesterday got me thinking a lot about the future of one, the team, the players on the team, Kyle Schwarber, Ranger Suarez.
Hugh's career.
Fancy Romuto.
Yeah, basically.
The future of the show. Yeah. Hugh Douglas's mortality. All of these things
came into focus. It was a heavy day. It was a heavy day.
It was, yeah.
I just don't, I don't know what the purpose of getting these prospects really is if it's not so that you have them when this time, when a time like this comes up, like the time to, first of all, they are just prospects.
Yep.
So not only are they potential pieces of the future, just potential, that's the key word, but they're also trade chips. Like they are assets. And if the Phillies are in the spot that they're in right now, which is the second best odds to win the World Series, like there's no point to me in keeping these prospects so that what, in 5 years, we can be mediocre and maybe, you know, be a 500 team and potentially claw our way into the playoffs 1 year. Like, we don't have any stars in the system right now. There's Andrew Painter, but I don't see a Ronald Acuna, like a Pete Crow Armstrong coming up. Like, all these prospects to me just signal an era of not a bad Phillies team, but maybe a mediocre Phillies team. And I think people make the mistake of making the call back to the 2012 teams and beyond, the 10 years after that. And everybody was upset with Ruben Amaro for not having enough prospects in the system so that they were a good team for those years. The bigger mistake in my eyes, and sorry, Rube, was hanging on to the veteran players for too long and not knowing that that window was closing.
This That's window, kind of what happened to, what was it, Ryan Howard, right?
When right, Tommy like, was here, yeah. Howard, Rollins, Utley, yeah. Like all those guys, like, it wasn't the mistake of not having the young players. It was the mistake of hanging on to the old players too long. Like, the Phillies are squarely in a window right now. So the prospects to me, like I couldn't give a crap less about the prospects right now. They need to go put their chips on the table. Dave Dombrowski needs to swing as you know what, and it's time to make a move to put this team over the top.
You know, I'm a little bit nervous talking like this today because, you know, it's, you know, I got called off.
The suspension was 3 minutes. You're fine. You're totally fine. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? I mean, the Phillies have spent years hoarding these prospects. I mean, they haven't given away the top of their system.
Hoarding sound is just so
they've
strong.
Hoarded them for 2 years. We're talking about, look at the thing about the players they've got the last couple years. They haven't really pushed all in. Now is the time. And it's not because I think the Phillies are so flawless that they're going to win with one piece, but the league is wide open. And Hugh said it, Kyle said, they're tied right now with the Tigers and the Mets for the second best odds to win the World Series. Go do it. Go finish this thing. I don't care about the future. Where do you come down? Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Happy HR day, man.
Yeah, that's it certainly is one of those around here. What's up, Chris?
Boy, Hugh, man. They may as well put a revolving door on that HR department for you.
Yeah, I've been caught in there a few times.
Yeah. And that's why you had so many people calling you yesterday, because they know.
What'd you do?
What'd you do now?
That's the one that got me now.
We like to run parallels and analogies on the show. Like, you know, you yesterday going on the air and to the millions and millions of people listening to WIP around the world, because, you know, it's global. This is the best sports talk show radio in the world. And trash talking Rod and just like, I mean, just pantsing the guy in front of the American public and, you know, the rest of the world. I mean, it's kind of like when Bryce Harper yelled at Manfred in the locker room, but yours is much worse. You did in public.
Well, it's a decent parallel. Now he didn't curse at him, and he didn't challenge him to a fight, but I mean, he told the whole world about the blue jeans. I mean, the blue jeans incident yesterday.
Standing all 6'6", Bryce Harper intimidating.
No, he's not 6'6". We're doing this again. He's 6'2".
I'm comfortable with that analogy.
Part of the problem is you're too comfortable. Go ahead, Chris.
Listen, real quick, I want to give a PSA to the kids listening up, because this is all about the kids.
Yep.
Don't be like you. don't rip your boss out in public. Okay? That will, you know, get you a quick visit at HR and typically a pink slip. So it's a miracle. Douglas is hanging on by a thread for his job.
Well,
it
was a threat. I mean, I heard rumors media outlets were calling here to WIP asking, is Douglas out?
Trying to recruit him.
Yeah. Well, no, they thought he was gone. I was preparing a statement. But go ahead, Chris.
Guys, all right, listen. Mr. Middleton, all right, forgive me while I long talk. Your core is long, very long in the tooth. This window, it's about to slam completely shut, and it's like rusted and going to be bolted closed. Like, you're not going to be reopening this in a while. So you got, let's run through this. You got Zach Wheeler, who you already know told you, well, bro, you're on a timeline. You got a couple more years, and then I'm done. No more. I don't care what kind of money you want to throw at me. I'm done. So he's 35. JT's 34 in the last year of his contract. Cassidy's 33. Schwarber's 32 in the last year of his contract. Trey Turner's 32. Bryce Harper's 32. Six of your 12 oldest players are your stars. And the only guy that is the oldest player on the team above Wheeler is Robertson, who you just went and signed off the street last week. So let's lock in here. The time is short. You don't have time. Not to mention the fact that Ranger is also in the last year of his contract. So I am sick and tired of watching the Dodgers cash in their prospects for stars. Every year they do this. And you know what it's resulted? It's resulted in two World Series championships over a four-year period of time. This is ridiculous. Tell Dave Dombrowski, go out there, lock in, get the stars. Don't run scared like Ron L-I-N-C-O-L-N Lincoln.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you. So we're getting Lincoln chance now. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on this? You know, typically, you want to preserve the future. You want to make sure the organization doesn't have a big dip. I don't care. Like, as we sit here, 30-something hours for the trade deadline, I don't care about the future at all. I don't care. If it means Aiden Miller's gone, he's gone. If it means Justin Crawford's gone, he's gone. Go get the missing pieces. I haven't seen baseball this wide open at the trade deadline in a long time. Anyone that gets in the playoffs can win the World Series. Position yourself to do it. I want the missing pieces. I want to win now. I don't care about the future. Company man Douglas, he's thinking about the future and the box office and the ticket sales and sustainability.
Well, that's what they're thinking about.
I don't care.
No, I mean, I know.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. But when I listen to them talk, that's what I hear. When you hear Dombrowski talk about the fact that, you know, moves were made in the past and it didn't pay the dividends that you wanted, that's basically what he's saying. That's basically the conversation that they're having. They're sitting in their boardrooms and they're saying, okay, well, if we make this move, what do we potentially have to give up? Mm-hmm. And is this move going to guarantee us to get to the World Series? I'll tell you another thing I think that's happened. The Andrew Painter thing has cooled off a little bit. Like from the time that I – because for me, this is a three-year thing. Because when I got here, his name was really, really hot. Mm-hmm. It was really, really hot at the beginning of this season. And it now he's become a chip. He's become one of those chips that people are talking
well,
about.
His name,
those trade rooms.
Yeah, and that was not the case a while ago. 215-592-9494. The future is now. Hey, we know the Phillies and they're listening to the show. It could be Middleton. Could be Dombrowski. What do you want to say to them? Get your message out there to the Phillies right now. Does the future matter to you? All right, we'll get to something Todd Zielecki wrote about Bryce Harper. Sounds like he's putting even more pressure on the organization to go make a big move. That's coming up next. Your calls as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.